This video was brought to you by NordVPN. Today, Germany defends itself at the ICJ over Gaza. Donald Trump speaks out on abortion, and the world breaks yet another heat record. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Today, Germany is set to appear at the International Court of Justice to defend itself in a case presented by Nicaragua, which has accused Germany of facilitating genocide in Gaza. The case, which was presented to the ICJ on Monday, demands judges to impose emergency measures to stop Germany from being able to provide weapons and other assistance to Israel in its war against Hamas. In his opening statement, the lead of Nicaragua's delegation said that serious breaches of international humanitarian law, including genocide, are taking place in Palestine, and that other states must avoid, quote, assisting the perpetrator. He also added that Germany has not been able to, quote, differentiate between self-defense and genocide in the case of Gaza. Now, Nicaragua argues that Germany has breached the 1948 Genocide Convention by selling arms to Israel, which totaled $326.5 million last year, 10 times more than in 2022. Now, around 30% of Israel's military equipment purchases come from Germany, with another 65% from the US and 5% from Italy. The German government has been subject to increased international pressure to rein in its support for Israel in recent weeks. And while it has continued to emphasize Israel's right to self-defense, it has slightly moderated its stance amid a rising civilian death toll and the killing of 7 aid workers last week. Anyway, after Monday's hearing, Germany's legal representative called Nicaragua's presentation grossly biased and said that Germany was looking forward to rebutting the charges. And that's going to happen soon, because today, Germany will be presenting its arguments for its defense, which is described as robust and which have been prepared in collaboration with international legal experts from the UK and Italy. Although the interim ruling by the ICJ is still weeks away, this case could have a wider impact on other countries supplying weapons to Israel, especially as it comes following the court's landmark judgment in January that there were plausible grounds for a genocide case to be heard against Israel. There's more on the way, but remember to subscribe and ring the bell for more daily briefing tomorrow. Plus, if you want to support the channel like Bruno R, then consider joining the new TLDR Daily membership program for just $1.99. Former US President Donald Trump has spoken out on the issue of abortion, outlining his position on the issue that could prove crucial to bringing out voters on both sides of this year's presidential election. Despite previously flirting with the idea of supporting a national ban on abortion beyond 15 weeks, Trump said on Monday that abortion laws should be left to be determined by individual states. He added that states that do limit or ban abortion should have exceptions for rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. Now, Trump's announcement highlights the difficult position that he's in when it comes to abortion. He clearly recognizes that the upending of 50 years of abortion rights by the Supreme Court and the subsequent Republican-led efforts to ban the medical procedure have proven to have a galvanizing effect on the pro-choice Democratic Party. But by trying to find something of a middle ground to limit his political damage, he's putting himself at odds with sections of his conservative Republican base. Following his announcement, some of the country's largest anti-abortion groups reaffirmed their support for nationwide restrictions on abortion and criticized Trump for not doing so. The anti-abortion Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America group called Trump's position deeply disappointing, adding that him saying that it's up to the states effectively cedes the national debate to the Democrats. While castigating Trump for his position, the group did say that it would still, quote, work tirelessly to defeat President Biden and extreme congressional Democrats. As for the Democrats, their response to Trump was quick. The Biden campaign team quickly highlighted that Trump said he was proud of his role in overturning Roe v. Wade and pointed out that he'd not explicitly ruled out signing a nationwide abortion ban if congressional Republicans were to pass one. Next up, in climate news, the European Union's Copernicus Climate Agency says that last month, March 2024, marked yet another record in global heat, becoming the 10th month in a row to be the hottest on record. Specifically, global air temperature averaged out at 14.14 degrees Celsius, which is 0.73 degrees above the 1991 to 2020 average, and 0.1 degrees above the previous March record, which was set in 2016. The month was also 1.68 degrees Celsius warmer than the estimated March average for 1850 to 1900, which is the pre-industrial reference period. Copernicus's director said that it's the long-term trend with exceptional records that has us very concerned. Seeing records like this, month in, month out, really shows us that our climate is changing rapidly. She added that stopping further warming requires rapid reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Now, the main driver in rising global average temperatures is human-caused greenhouse gas emissions, but this has also been exacerbated since last year due to the natural El Niño weather pattern. However, Copernicus said that despite El Niño weakening, marine air temperatures in general remained at an unusually high level. Next up, tomorrow South Koreans go to the polls to vote in the National Assembly elections. President Yoon's conservative People Power Party, or PPP, will be battling for parliamentary seats against the main opposition Democratic Party, which leads a progressive bloc that currently has a majority in parliament. Now, President Yoon's party is deeply unpopular, and the election is seen as essentially giving a verdict on Yoon's administration's handling of rising inflation, reining in house prices, and strengthening a slowing economy. But it's not just that. Yoon also landed himself in hot water recently following a trip to a supermarket that went terribly wrong for his public image. Yoon claimed that the price of green onions were reasonably priced, but the public were quick to point out that he actually underplayed the actual cost, leading to a public outrage and a surge in support for smaller parties. Drawing attention to just how out of touch Yoon and his government are seen as, the green onion has become a political symbol for these elections, used as props by opposition leaders, in rallies outside government buildings, and have been seen hidden inside polling stations. The last poll before tomorrow's election saw support for Yoon's PPP at 37%, but this lead may not be enough to wrest control of parliament away from the progressive bloc who dominate the body. Ultimately, we'll keep you updated with a breakdown and analysis of the results later in the week, so make sure to subscribe for that. And finally, in some uplifting news, millions of people looked to the skies on Monday to see a total solar eclipse sweep across North America. For those with clear skies, the rare event provided a real show, with the moon passing in front of the sun and plunging outlookers briefly into darkness. Now, there are plenty of impressive photos and videos of the eclipse, including this view recorded by the International Space Station, showing the moon's shadow, or umbra, covering parts of Canada. Now, watching our videos, it's understandable if, at times, you feel like the world isn't terribly safe. And unfortunately, this can be the case online too. You might try your best to keep everything secure. Maybe you rotate through a few favorite passwords online, but that's not always enough to keep you safe. In fact, the most common form of account hacking these days is called credential stuffing. Essentially, if you use one of your normal passwords on a website that's poorly maintained and then gets compromised, you could find that your information ends up landing on the dark web. Then hackers just attempt the same email and password combination on other websites, your social media accounts, streaming services, banks, you get the point. Luckily for you though, NordVPN has a whole bunch of tools that can keep you safe online, with their suite of threat protection tools including a dark web monitor, which notifies you if someone leaks your credentials. It's not just that though, their threat protection can also warn you about phishing links and block malicious ads before you even see them. It really is all-round protection for your digital life. And if you sign up for a 2-year plan using our link, you'll not only get a massive discount, but you'll also get 4 extra months free. So if you want to support the channel and improve our journalism, then make sure you use the link in the description so that they know you came from us. And that way, you'll also get their great service at a discount.